It's as if I were ashamed of them.
You said until this terrible business happened. How's Mrs. Gibson's death changed your mind?
It wasn't her death. It was what happened just before it.
Core, scheming little whore, deceitful, scheming, lying little bitch.
She was like a mad woman. I think she might actually have been insane.
First you steal my children, then you steal my husband. What more do you want? What next? You want my jewels, my money, my clothes? Well, tell me.
Just a moment.
What, Mr. Holmes?
Where exactly did this meeting take place? When?
On the night of the murder. At 9 o'clock on Thor Bridge.
So you were at the bridge that evening?
My client has never denied it,
having asked Mrs. Gibson to meet you there.
No, no, of course not.
Oh? That's the impression we gain from the newspapers, Miss Dunbar.
Dr. Watson, a lowly governess does not summon the wife of her employer to meetings.
It was the other way round.
She asked you?
Yes, Doctor, she asked me.
Miss Dunbar, do you mean that literally? What did she say?
No, she didn't speak to me. She sent me a note.
Where is this note?
I destroyed it.
What?
Why, Miss Dunbar?
Because she asked me to. All this has been gone over before.
Not by me. What did this note say? The exact wording.
She asked me to meet
her. No. The exact wording.
I don't remember the exact wording. She asked me... No, she implored me to meet her at the bridge after dinner.
Did she say why?
Because she had something important to say to me. Something that had to be said in private. I was to leave an answer on the sundial in the garden.
Didn't that strike you as odd?
Of course it did. But she said that secrecy was vital, that no one must see us discussing anything out of the ordinary.
Did that explanation satisfy you?
No, but I thought I knew the real reason.
She didn't want her husband to know about the meeting.
Exactly. So I did as she asked and destroyed the note.
Whereas she kept your reply very carefully.
Yes, I was surprised to hear that.
You didn't notice it in her hand when you met?
I was rather too distracted by what she was saying.
Yes, of course. When she made these accusations, what did you answer?
Nothing.
You didn't try to defend yourself?
She wouldn't have heard me. I don't think she even noticed when I left.
How long did you stay with her?
Not more than a few minutes.
So you left her at, say, 9:05 at the latest. What time did death occur, Cummings?
The police doctor couldn't be sure.
Yes, he never can. Did he venture an educated guess?
2 to 3 hours before he examined the body.
Which was when?
11:30 that night.
Yeah, so she was killed not long after you left her, Miss Dunbar. Did you see anyone else in the area as you walked away?
No, Mr. Holmes.
Did you hear a shot?
No, but...
But what?
Well, I'm ashamed to say that I was so agitated after the things she said. I was hardly capable of noticing anything.
A considerable pity.
I'm aware of it.
Now, the vital point. This pistol that was found in your room, had you ever seen it before?
What the devil is the meaning of this?
Senator, if you'll just let me explain what
Shut up. By God, I'll have you disbarred. Mr. Gibson, please, listen to reason. I don't know why you think you're here anyway. It's Holmes who's a detective, isn't it?
I am Mr. Holmes's partner. We work together.
Not for me, you don't. I thought I'd made that clear.
You, sir, have made several things abundantly clear.
What the devil is that supposed to mean?
I thought I was acting for the best.
Answer me, sir.
No, Mr. Gibson, you answer me. Do you sincerely want to see Miss Dunbar safe on the gallows?
What sort of question is that?
The sort I should care to have answered.
Of course I do, man.
But then you stand in need of my services.
There are other detectives.
You came to me in the first place because you were told that I was the best. You were not misinformed.
I wasn't told that you were damnably rude and no respecter of privacy.
I respect only the facts, the truth.
And what is the truth?
That Grace Dunbar is no murderer.
Can you prove that?
Yes, I can.
I'll see you in my office at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Good timing, Mr. Cummings. Another half hour and the light will be gone.
Forgive me, but is there likely to be anything to see after all this time?
Oh, probably not. But Holmes likes to get a feel for the scene of the crime. Soak up the atmosphere, you understand.
Ah. Well, Mr. Holmes, she was found...
Quiet.
Oh, sorry.
That's very good. Now, you were saying?
The body was found just over there.
The police marked the spot with those stones.
Oh, very good.